At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World with Elizabeth Peak of The Hill, a columnist, of Fox News, a columnist, and much on Fox Business. Writing of the governor's races soon enough during the so-called midterm, which is over concentration on Congress. But the governor's races are far more influential going forward because of states' authorities to pass legislation or reject legislation, regulate, and also attract or oppose business opportunities coast to coast. And the governor's races next week propose a lot of surprises. Georgia's not a surprise. Brian Kemp is running very comfortably ahead of Stacey Abrams. But Liz, you have written that the surprises can come from Arizona and from Oregon and from Michigan. Oregon is the strangest. Liz, that's a blue state. Do I have to get a new crayon to color in purple? What's happening in Oregon?
It is the most amazing thing. Not only is Patty Murray, the senator, in trouble, but also it looks like they could elect Christine Drazen, a Republican governor. For the first time in 40 years, they'll have a Republican governor, which is honestly just unheard of. Oregon went for Biden by 16 points. It has about as blue a hue as any state in the union. So, you know, look, these are local issues, and voters blame local leaders for issues like crime and homelessness and disorder. They aren't going to blame Patty Murray. They're not going to blame Christine Drazen for high gasoline prices, probably. But right now, all of that above, all of the inflation issues and everything else that are troubling voters are basically represented to them by the Democratic Party. So Joe Biden is completely useless on the campaign trail. Most Democrat candidates don't even want to campaign with him. And without your figurehead, without your standard bearer being able to help in these races, Democrats are adrift. And it is astonishing that, as you say, in Oregon, a deeply blue state, we may see a pivot to Republican leadership. But that's not the only state where that is happening. In Nevada, we have a Republican pulling ahead of incumbent Steve Sisolak. In Wisconsin, we have Tim Michaels, a Republican, pulling ahead of incumbent Tony Evers. And Tudor Dixon, the Republican candidate in Michigan, is besting, it looks like, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, again, an incumbent. Having incumbents come under this kind of pressure is very unusual. But I think it just shows kind of how out of arguments the Democrats are. They're mainly campaigning, as you know, on things like climate change, which, again, in the middle of an energy emergency, really doesn't have quite the heft that maybe it would have had a couple of years ago. So I think, honestly, I think Democrats have just sort of been caught out on not addressing the concerns of voters, particularly, again, in these states. And the reason it's so important, John, is that the Supreme Court is handing back to the states responsibility on issues like abortion. That was probably the most vivid example of this, but also taking on the government's in EPA versus West Virginia. The Supreme Court smacked down executive overreach in creating power decisions. Well, those decisions will go primarily, most likely then, to the states. So electing Republican governors, which I think we will have in 30 or 31 states after next week, is really a remarkable achievement and statement about what voters care about and what, you know, what they're likely to vote on.
Our last concern, New York. Liz, this is a complete amazing fact to me. Lee Zeldin, a congressman who's well thought of in the Republican Party, is now competitive with Kathy Hochul in New York State. And we know this story very well. This is, to call Oregon blue, I don't know what the color is that New York should be. What's darker than dark blue?
Sapphire. Yeah.
The Kathy Hochul is a replacement governor. I understand. This is her first time to be elected as governor. But still, it would appear that Kathy Hochul was not ready to talk about crime, the story that we all care about because it's on the front page of the tabloid every day.
Yeah, it's quite astonishing. And now Lee Zeldin is polling pretty much even with Kathy Hochul or a point or two behind. Interestingly, today, a large number of Hispanic grocery store owners came out in support of Lee Zeldin, people who they claim had always voted Democrat, but they banded together and supported Zeldin because, John, their stores are being ruined by the fact that people come in and steal what they want. It's unsustainable.
Elizabeth Peak of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist also much on Fox Business. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.